Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on something that's been keeping me up at night. The fact that your fancy ML-powered API gateway might actually be your biggest vulnerability. We're talking behavioral drift attacks, model poisoning, and why the AI protecting your APIs can be systematically trained to ignore the very attacks it was built to stop. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. The marriage of machine learning and API security began around 2018 to 2019 when traditional WAFs proved inadequate against API-specific attacks. Researchers at Google published foundational work on behavioral API fingerprinting, while academic papers from UC Berkeley demonstrated ML-based anomaly detection for REST APIs. By 2021, major vendors had productized these techniques. The architectural vulnerability is fundamental. ML models learn normal from historical data, creating an implicit trust assumption that past behavior predicts legitimate future behavior. This creates three exploitable properties. Concept drift sensitivity. Models trained on baseline behavior become less accurate as legitimate usage patterns evolve, widening detection gaps. Feature space blindness. Behavioral fingerprinting relies on observable features, timing, sequence, payload structure. Attackers who understand these features can craft traffic that appears benign while being malicious. Online learning poisoning. Systems that continuously retrain on production traffic can be gradually poisoned by injecting carefully crafted requests that shift the model's baseline. The root cause isn't the ML itself. It's the deployment pattern. These models sit in line, make real-time decisions, and often auto-update without human review. That's a recipe for exploitation. Here's my take on this. The same adaptive learning that makes ML gateways powerful also makes them predictable. If you understand what features they watch, you can manipulate exactly those features to become invisible. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. The theoretical has become operational. Here are documented cases. Peloton API breach, 2021. Researchers at Pentest Partners demonstrated that Peloton's API allowed unauthenticated access to user data. While not an ML evasion per se, their subsequent analysis showed how behavioral rate limiting could be evaded through request timing manipulation. The attack flew under anomaly detection by mimicking legitimate mobile app polling patterns. Academic demonstration. Evading ML-based API anomaly detection. 2023. Researchers at TuDelf published a systematic approach to evading ML-based API gateways using gradient-free optimization. They achieved 94% evasion rates against commercial products by incrementally modifying request features. Salt Security CVE 2023, 28,432. MinIO. Salt Labs discovered that information disclosure vulnerabilities in MinIO's API could be exploited in ways that evaded behavioral detection because the malicious requests matched expected administrative patterns. Traceable AI Research, API Abuse Detection Gaps, 2024. Traceable's own threat research team published findings showing that 67% of API attacks in their dataset evaded initial anomaly detection by using low and slow behavioral mimicry. Here's my take on this. The TuDelf research is the one that should terrify you. They didn't need white box access to the models. Black box probing and patient iteration was enough to ghost right past commercial ML detection. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized testing against an API protected by an ML-based gateway with behavioral anomaly detection. Our goal: exfiltrate data while evading detection. 1. Reconnaissance and baseline profiling. First, understand what normal looks like to the gateway. Capture legitimate traffic patterns. Key metrics to extract: inter-request timing, endpoint access sequences, payload size distributions, header consistency patterns. 2. Feature space mapping. Identify which features the ML model likely monitors. Most behavioral systems watch. Request rate and timing variance. Endpoint access sequences, Markov chain modeling. Payload entropy and structure. User agent slash header consistency. 3. Gradual drift injection, model poisoning. If the system uses online learning, slowly shift the baseline over 7 to 14 days. 4. Evasive exfiltration. Execute the actual attack using the poison baseline. 5. Verification and evidence collection. Confirm evasion by checking gateway logs, if accessible, or monitoring for blocks. Document, request sent. Timing profile adherence. Data exfiltrated. Any detection alerts triggered. Here's my take on this. The drift injection phase is where most pentesters get lazy. 2 weeks of patient baseline manipulation is the difference between getting caught on request number 50 and successfully exfiltrating 10,000 records. Defense playbook. Defending against these attacks requires understanding that your ML layer is both defender and target. Detection. Monitor model drift metrics. Track feature distribution changes weekly. Log all model retraining events with pre/post accuracy metrics. Alert on gradual baseline shifts exceeding 5% per week. Implement secondary static rules for critical endpoints, defense and depth. Prevention. Map to MITRE Atlas AML. M0015 Adversarial Input Detection. Deploy ensemble detection combining ML behavioral analysis with deterministic business logic rules. Map to OWASP, LLM Top 10, LLM 0, 4, Model Denial of Service. Applicable to any ML system, implement rate limiting at the infrastructure layer independent of ML decisions. Validation. Run the attack playbook above quarterly against your own systems. Compare detection rates before and after defense implementations. Target, greater than 90% detection of drift injection attempts within 72 hours. Here's my take on this. Never let your ML model be the single point of decision. Static rules as a backstop aren't legacy thinking. They're the kill switch when someone ghosts your AI. Top 3 vendors for protection. Traceable by Harness, traceable.i. Traceable's approach combines API cataloging with behavioral analysis specifically designed for API attack patterns. Key capability, their threat analytics correlate across the full API attack lifecycle, not just individual requests, making drift attacks harder to execute undetected. Ideal for cloud-native microservices architectures. Limitation, heavy reliance on their cloud platform. On-prem deployments lose some real-time threat intelligence capabilities. Salt Security. Salt pioneered the API security category and their behavioral analysis engine processes months of traffic to establish deep baselines. Strongest capability, contextual API abuse detection that understands business logic sequences. Best for organizations with complex B2B API ecosystems. Limitation, initial baseline period of 2 to 4 weeks creates a detection gap during deployment. Robust Intelligence, now part of Cisco. Robust Intelligence focuses specifically on ML model security, including protecting the ML models that power other security tools. Their AI firewall can wrap existing API security ML models to detect adversarial inputs and model manipulation. Ideal for organizations running their own ML-based security infrastructure. Limitation, requires significant ML expertise to configure properly. Not plug and play. Here's my take on this. Traceable and Salt are mature for behavioral API detection. Robust Intelligence is where you go when you realize you need to protect your protectors. Meta security for your ML layer. That space is still early but increasingly critical. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. ML-based API gateways are vulnerable because they implicitly trust that historical behavioral patterns define legitimate traffic. Attackers can manipulate this trust through patient baseline poisoning. Takeaway 2. Two Delft researchers demonstrated 94% evasion rates against commercial ML API security products using black box techniques. No model access required. Takeaway 3. The critical attack phase is gradual drift injection over 7 to 14 days. Slowly shifting the ML model's baseline to accept increasingly anomalous behavior as normal. Takeaway 4. Defense requires ensemble approaches. Combine ML behavioral analysis with static deterministic rules at the infrastructure layer. Never let ML be the single decision point. Takeaway 5. Traceable by Harness offers strong API lifecycle correlation. Consider robust intelligence when you need to protect your ML security models themselves. Look, ML-based API security isn't going away. It's too powerful when it works. But you need to understand that adaptive systems can be adapted against you. Test your ML layers like their attack surfaces. Because that's exactly what they are. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.